Making a difference at his workplace, this is Will Vincent with our local RE/MAX agency. Will, thank you for your time today.
Thank you for having me.
Now, for people who have been around Renfrew for a while, the Vincent name is actually pretty well known. But for people who are just meeting you for the first time through this, maybe give them an idea of how you got into RE/MAX.
So I got involved with RE/MAX in 2021. It kind of always been a plan. It's kind of a family business, so it always kind of been the plan to join, but a later in life plan. But in 2020, I graduated right into the heat of the pandemic and came out of university, and just the job market for my field was very scarce, and you know what, I wasn't having much luck. So I moved home that summer. I sat down with my dad and we decided the best course of action for me was probably to go back to school and get my license. So 2021, I got my real estate license. I joined RE/MAX and just haven't looked back.
And when you talk about it being a family business, how deep does that lineage go in terms of being a broker?
So three generations now. My grandmother's 40 years at the business, hard to believe, but she's kind of a rock star herself. And then my dad's, he's almost 20. So certainly some deep, deep roots in real estate.
So which one would you say is your boss?
Both in a sense. My dad's more my direct boss and then grandma's the big boss. So you know what, they both get a say, but they're pretty easygoing, that's for sure.
I must imagine there's quite a lot of expectations on you. Is that something that maybe weighs on you or say drives you to be more successful?
Honestly, I if I were to say something, I look at it as a blessing in all honesty. I'd like to think they're both well respected in the community, and I'm very fortunate to come into this role and have them as role models and mentors and people, just to have that respect from people because they've provided it for me. I think, you know what, there's some weight on my shoulders, sure, but I think they're there to help me through it all, and I'm very fortunate to have the two of them looking out for me, that's for sure. Getting into this job, I kind of knew what to expect, and now that I've started to have them there to help me navigate my career and get started on my own, it's just been very key.
Let's put family ties aside for a moment. Is there another key to being a great employee that you believe you have?
I think another thing is just always learning and adapting and staying up to date with what's going on. And really, every day is a new day. You're always learning. And I think staying up to date with what's going on and providing your clients with the best knowledge to make the most informed decision at that time is really what's vital. Another thing is always being available. I mean, we work a job where you're showing people houses where they're off work. And 90% of the time, that's probably going to be your evenings. It's probably going to be your weekends. And you know what? You just can't be deterred that on a Saturday evening, you might have to go out and show a home. Or you know what, you might get home from a long day and you're answering emails, text messages, phone calls until all hours of the night. But to respond in a timely manner and get back to people, I think that's everything, and it means the world to them. And you know, and I think lastly is probably just being open and honest. I mean, not being scared to tell someone, I don't have the answer to your question, but be rest assured, I'll leave here, I'll make the right phone calls, I'll talk to the right people, and I'll get you the right answers.
And just from hearing you on that, you can tell that communication and responsibility are big for real estate, especially for clients. But does that also extend to coworkers as well?
Really, in the real estate field, if you're to look at it as an employee perspective, even though we are on our own, in a transaction, there's typically going to be two agents. And as much as they're another agent, they are in a co-worker in a sense. And I think just having open communication with them, having a good relationship really helps put a deal together smoothly. And I think that's vital in really establishing being a good real estate agent and having those connections with people.
Just to shift gears a little bit, the housing market in Renfrew County has been, for lack of a better term, very competitive. But from the nomination we got, I understand that you've been working very hard to find the right fit for people in terms of getting a home for them. How does it feel to know that you make a positive impact in our community?
Sometimes it takes time. And you know what I will say in real estate, patience is always your friend. You know, if it takes 10 months to find you the right home, I'd rather you see you wait than to rush into something. And just knowing that you're helping someone navigate the market into finding the right home in the right situation. I mean, buying a house is one of the biggest, if not the biggest, investments you're ever going to make in your life. And knowing that you help this buyer navigate and finding that home, and whether it's a family buying a new family home or a first-time home buyer getting out of their parents' home, just seeing the joy that it provides them and knowing that we help them do that, I think is everything in this job, and I think what keeps us going for sure.
And just to wrap things up, if there's a young worker out there like yourself who's kind of striving to take that next step and become a rock star employee themselves, is there any advice you might have for them?
Honestly, I'd say just stick to it. You know, there's going to be hard days, there's going to be easy days, but I think just to get up and go every day and not let things affect you. Like there's going to be hard times, but just keep moving forward and not look back. That's one thing I try and strive to do, and just, you know what, you can dwell on the past, but it is what it is, and learn from it and keep going.
Will Vincent, a third-generation agent with Renfrew RE/MAX and working to carve out a space of his own on the local real estate market. Will, thank you so much for your time today.
Casey, thank you so much for having me. Much appreciated.
And remember, you can listen to all our Rockstar employees on our website, renfrewtoday.ca. I'm Casey Egan. Thanks for listening.